Ooh, moving through our open line hour. We have so much content to cover today. Generally, we only do one weekly home maintenance to do, but we had to pick up glass. That was kind of an oversight on our part, and that one fell through the cracks, so we got to double up today. Radios changed.
You were going there.
And this broadcast has changed so much with technology and podcasting. So much of this content is repurposed to keep up with the ongoing maintenance of our home. So we've got two today, and this is also the second segment of the Open Line Hour, which means we have our promotional giveaway. I actually have two this week. Next Saturday, Phoenix Suns. It's a 7 o'clock game. And then Sunday, Coyotes at 2 o'clock. I like those afternoon games.
Yeah, and the Coyotes are in the hunt.
Oh, they are?
Yeah, they are.
Nice. Suns are playing Memphis Grizzlies.
All right. That's what it says on the ticket.
Compliment of our sister station, Sports 98.7, Arizona Sports Station. So here's the trivia question.
Okay.
This month, in 1963, Phoenix police arrest Ernesto Miranda without informing him of his rights, which leads to the landmark U.S. Supreme Court case, Blank versus Arizona. If you know the answer, text to 411-923. It's actually in our home maintenance calendar. We've got a monthly Arizona This Month in History, and you can find it there at our home maintenance calendar, the online copy at rosieonthehouse.com. In the world of recyclable and renewables, this was very interesting to me because our cotton farmer that was in our Farm Fresh Hour closing out the year last year said off the air, don't ask me about this. And the question was, if cotton takes so much water to produce, why are we producing it in Arizona? And off air, he said, don't want to address this because I'm not political. I'm just a farmer. But the reason we grow it in Arizona is because we can grow it in Arizona. And everyone complains about the water use. But it is an organic material. And the amount of microfibers that are in our plastic clothing that ends up in the ocean is going to create a problem. The demand for cotton is going to go up. So it's only going to be a bigger money generator for the state. And we could see a potentially return of more cotton farms back to Arizona in an effort to reduce the amount of microfibers that end up in the ocean. According to the Wall Street Journal article earlier this month, the equivalent of 50 billion plastic bottles is what ends up in the ocean every year as a result of synthetic textiles. And these are just the microfibers that come off in the wash. There's a couple things that companies are doing to combat that. A lot of the microfibers come off in the first wash. So they're looking at pre-washing the clothes before they start selling them. They're looking at different types of bags you would wash your synthetic clothes in that would contain the microfibers that you can then put in the trash can and would go to landfill instead of ending up in an ocean. And one study shows that fleece sheds 85 times more microfibers than polyester.
That's fleece, right?
Fleece.
Fleece. Wow.
So you know Arizona's not guilty. Yeah. percent of our clothes in Arizona contain fleece?
There's fleecing in Arizona, but it may not necessarily mean clothes, right?
So just one more thing to consider when you're out and about. You hear us often talking about shop local, look local, support local. We've got great cotton here. We've got a lot of great clothing that's made in America, 100% cotton. It's biodegradable. That's the difference where these plastic synthetics aren't. And I know that sounds like a lot, and it is, but, you know, that's only 35% of the plastics that's ending up in the ocean. Hmm. And U.S. is a very small contributor to that. We're pretty good with our trash and our recycling and our wastewater management. But as whole and in general, anything to reduce that kind of contribution to our oceans,
And of course, you know, the stories have been out for years about plastics being found in huge junk piles floating at the bottom of the ocean and washing up on shore.
Oh, and on top of them, there's even websites that some people say they're fake. Some people say they're true. And I've been to them. I didn't think looking at it, I was looking at anything fake. Mm-hmm. But it is these giant plastic
Trash
icebergs.
Piles or islands or whatever.
Islands that float around. They say one's as big as the size of Texas.
Well, at least we've made people aware of it, and
when it's,
the cleanup needs
when
to
it's
happen.
Easy enough to just switch what brand it is and what it's made out of, and that it can support something local, why wouldn't you?
It's a win-win. It's
a win-win. I've been pretty diligent about not using plastic bottles. I've got my aluminum. I've got my stainless steel thermos, insulated thermos that I take with me and use and go through three or four of those a day, where it would be six or seven plastic bottles that's saving and waste.
Exactly. Yeah. Same here. I have a plastic bottle. I will use it till it falls apart.
All right. We've got our weekly home maintenance how-to coming up after this, talking about checking your heating and air conditioning system before you know what's coming, those summer temperatures.